Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 2940 AN. Today's date is December 4th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Joe Biden's central bank just made a move that exposed the entire economic agenda. Game over. Let's get into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, World Economic Forum, the private Western Central Bank, as they push their agenda, everyone, and I'm talking about the people of this country, they're seeing what their true motivation is. And as the people see their true motivation, the people are going to push back in the end. Think about what has been happening in the economy. Inflation has been moving up. Fuel prices have been going up. And they can't control this because as they continually move us or try to move us away from fossil fuels and destroy our energy independence by trying to push us into the Green New Deal, what happens? Well, energy is connected to inflation. It's actually energy inflation. And no matter what they say, no matter what they try to do, they're not going to be able to control this because as they continually go after fossil fuels by making the prices go up because they're trying to move us into the Green New Deal, this is going to affect the prices of goods. Because if the prices of fuel go up, that means inflation's going to go up. It's not just the devaluation of the currency. Yes, that is part of it. But if you're going to raise the cost of fuel, well, the cost of fuel goes along with trucking, with deliveries via train, airplane usage, making deliveries via planes for packages. It is all connected. And then think of all the machinery. Think about all the manufacturing. Think about everything that goes into this. So as they continually push their agenda to bring us into the Green New Deal, it's going to affect energy, and that is going to be energy inflation. So no matter what Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen says, no matter what the Federal Reserve says, they're not going to be able to tackle this part. And actually, the fake news is actually starting to admit this. We'll be getting into that in just a moment. But look what the Biden administration and the World Economic Forum, the private central bank, look what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring us into the Green New Deal. And every step they make is going to destroy them because the people are going to see their agenda very, very clearly. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But let's just go to California right now, because remember, we need to watch California. We need to watch New York, because California right now, they're moving forward with their reparations plan. And we mentioned this back on Friday. And remember, this plan is going to almost double the state's entire budget on race-based handouts. So the package to be paid by bankrupt taxpayers who never owned slaves to people who were never enslaved is estimated to cost upwards of $500 billion, just part of the housing discrimination. Reparations are estimated to cost around, what, $569 billion, which is $500 billion? And that's only one of five areas identified by the task force for consideration. By comparison, California's 2022-2023 state budget was $307 billion, just more than half of that figure. It's unclear how the state, which already faces multi-billion dollar deficits, plans to drain the money from already heavily burdened taxpayers. And remember, this is only one side of it. So the people of this state, they are going to suffer in the end. And I do believe this is going to be a huge backlash against the governor and these people that are pushing this. Because you think the taxes are high there? Oh, just wait. It's going to be a complete and utter disaster. And yes, they're going to have to beg for money from the federal government. And it's not just California that's going to pay. It's going to be the people of this country that is going to pay. And remember, when was the last time anyone was a slave? When was the last time anyone actually owned a slave? This is going back hundreds and hundreds of years. There's nobody today living that was actually in that time period. So I don't believe that this is going to go over very, very well. And I believe this is going to fall flat on its face, just like what the Biden administration is trying to do with fossil fuels. Since the day he came into office as the resident, what has he been doing? He's been pushing the agenda to bring us into the Green New Deal, the Great Reset. And as he does this, he needs to make the fuel prices very expensive. And remember, it's not him. He's the front man. But we have Obama in the basement. We have the World Economic Forum, the private Western Central Bank. They're all pushing this agenda. So his latest move And this is coming from the Biden's EPA. They're preparing to kill the Alaska Mine Project despite billions in potential revenue and its little threat to the environment. But of course, they're pushing this agenda to make you think, oh, wait, we don't want to hurt this species or that species or hurt the environment. This is all a game that they play. And we can see that by them doing this, they're just putting another notch in their agenda, trying to bring us into the Green New Deal. Now, I do believe the people are seeing this, and the people are seeing exactly what they're trying to do. And as they continue down this path, what's going to happen? Well, fuel costs are going to go up. Remember, the United States, we have many, many natural resources right under our feet. Actually, Trump showed us how the country can become energy independent, how fuel prices can drop dramatically, which actually brought down inflation. Inflation was very, very low. And remember, Trump, he was doing this while we're in the central bank illusionary economy. Look what he was able to do while the central bank still exists. And now people can see the difference. The people see when Trump was in the office, and they can see when Biden now is living in the White House, what their true agenda is and how they're destroying the economy. Now, what's very interesting about this, as we can see fuel prices starting to move up, we're starting to see energy inflation. And as you continually push the Green New Deal and push prices up in fuel costs, this is going to be a major, major problem. So the intentional diminishment of energy production is the number one source of increasing consumer prices. Inflation is not an issue of high demand for the subsequent goods produced. Raising interest rates diminishes demand for durable goods, but has zero impact on the increasingly high prices of intentionally scarce resources like oil, coal, and natural gas. While maintaining the pretending due to the alignment with multinational and corporate interests, the Wall Street Journal starts admitting today that the prices are not likely to drop, regardless of commodity prices. Even with abundant harvests, strong grain and soybean production, abundant pork and beef commodities, the costs associated with the production of food products will stop any downward price pressure. If the variable abundant scarcity is removed from the equation and yet high consumer prices remain, then what was the primary originating cost pressure on the end product? The globalists can keep pretending, which they certainly are, and yet the answer to that question is obvious. Our current level of inflation is not an outcome of consumer demand or monetary supply. The current level of inflation is a direct outcome of lowering traditional energy development, raising the cost of energy production, making oil, coal, and natural gas more expensive, and then watching prices rise from the supply side origination. And that's absolutely true, because as the energy prices continually move up and up and up and up, what happens to the price of tickets for airlines? Well, it costs the airlines a lot more money to fill up the airplanes, which means they're going to have to take that cost and actually bring it to the everyday person that's flying. So you're going to see increased ticket prices. What happens with deliveries via truck with diesel fuel and train transportation, where they're making deliveries via train? Well, those costs are going to go up, which means they're going to take those costs and move them to the consumers and all the products. So people are going to see an increased cost. Now, it doesn't matter how much the Fed raises interest rates. They're not going to be able to control this. Yes, if the energy prices were low and they weren't trying to bring us into the Green New Deal, yes, they might have gotten away with this. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that the deep state players, the private West Central Bank, they were going to do what? Well, they were going to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. Since they knew the playbook, they knew that inflation wouldn't just go away. Because if you're destroying the fossil fuel industry and you're making fuel prices more and more expensive, it's eventually going to trickle down to the products which people use every single day, like food, other supplies. So inflation is not just going to disappear. And what are people going to see? Well, they're going to see the Fed continually raising rates. They're going to see the economy entering a recession. That's the nice word for it. The economy start to implode, and people are going to look at the Federal Reserve and say, well, wait a minute. I thought by raising the rates like this, you were going to control inflation. But instead, the byproduct from all of that, what did we get? We get an economy that is collapsing on us, and inflation prices, they're still moving up. So this isn't working. So the people can be looking at the Fed going, what did you just do here? Everything that you tried didn't work. And then, of course, people are going to be also looking at the Biden administration, the puppet masters, saying, look what you did. You destroyed the economy. You destroyed the fossil fuel industry. The country is not prepared and ready to go to solar panels, wind farms, and everything else because that is not going to work. It's not going to sustain our way of life. And everything is completely imploding, and you're the cause of all of this. Look at all the oil fields that you shut down. Look at the mining areas that you shut down. Look at the regulations that you put into place. Look, the oil companies, they can't even use those lease agreements for and the permits for drilling because they're not in the areas that they need. Everything that you have done actually backfired. And the people are going to see this very clearly. And they're not going to be able to control any of this. This is going to be completely out of their hands. Now, once again, if they weren't trying to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, they might have gotten away with all of this. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that this was their plan. They knew that they were going to try to push this because they started this back in 2020 because they announced it. And they knew that once they got everything started, the ball rolling, they couldn't stop. And if they can't stop and they're going to follow their playbook, why interfere with the enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? Just let them do it and let the people see everything. And I do believe that's exactly what's happening right now. And this is why we're going to see fuel costs move up. We're going to see the other energy costs move up, which is going to trickle down to products and food and everything else. And people are going to see the truth of what's really happening right now. And they're going to see that the Fed, Joe Biden, they're doing absolutely nothing to help the situation. Actually, everything that they're doing, they're making the situation a lot worse. And I do believe in the end, this is going to bring us into the crisis. And as we enter the crisis, the people are going to want accountability. Because think about how many people are going to lose their jobs. Think about how many people won't be able to afford certain items. Think about how many people won't be able to live. Do you think the people of this country and the people of the world are going to want accountability after everything is said and done? Because their lives have been ruined. I mean, look what's happening just right out in the Netherlands. The Dutch farmers, they're pushing back because they want their farms. And the farmers are pushing back. What do you think is going to happen when the world starts to experience, and they're already experiencing it, but once it gets a lot worse, inflation and very, very high fuel costs? The world is going to push back. And remember, there is no cover story. There is no war. There is no pandemic. There is no global economic shutdown. There is absolutely nothing. And everything that the deep state is doing, everything the central bank is doing, everything the World Economic Forum is doing, everyone can see this very, very clearly. They know who's responsible for it all. And Biden already admitted that the economy is going to have some setbacks. I thought right before the midterms, the economy is incredibly strong. Now, all of a sudden, there's going to be setbacks. You see, these individuals, they're liars, and they continually tell lies. They cannot tell the truth. And I think every step of the way as we move down this path, Trump, he's going to be on the other side saying, look, this is what happens when you overthrow the government. This is what happens that you destroy. They're destroying the economy. Here are the solutions that we need. This is what we need to do. Now, even if Biden does follow one of these solutions and it works, Trump is going to benefit from this. If they don't follow any of these solutions that Trump is putting out there, Trump is going to benefit from this, and they are not. So Trump, he's in the winning seat. The Federal Reserve is not. The Biden administration is not. The World Economic Forum is not. None of them are in the winning seat. They're trapped in their own agenda, and there is no escape from it. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.